It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
This story has popped up over the weekend. I thought it was very interesting. Mm. Melissa Leong, one of the judges on MasterChef.
She is amazing.
Style icon.
Yeah, seriously. And she's just gorgeous. And I love the way she articulates her phrases around the food. Because you could tell what I would be like. I'd be like, ha, tasty.
So you're Andy Allen then. You're the Andy Allen.
I'm the Andy Allen.
She lays it on quite thick, though. And I've said that before, and I'll say it to her face. She lays it on quite thick.
Just like you.
But yeah, fair. Okay, so I'm the fashion icon too. So yeah, I'm the Melissa Leong of the team. Mm. But she has come out and revealed where she thinks the best sausage roll is sold in Australia, and it's quite a surprising spot.
Okay,
it's a Servo.
A Servo sausage roll. You've got to love one when you're on a road trip.
Yeah,
you see it there in the bain-marie, and then they say, "Do you want sauce?" And it's for free, and you're like,
"That's when you know."
That's when you know.
Also, don't get in my car with it. If we're on a road trip and I'm driving,
nah,
you're not leaving your pastry flakes all over me.
That's just the fun of the trip, mate.
No,
that's the fun of the trip.
You're one of these that'll put their feet up on the dash and all sorts, aren't you?
Depends whose car.
You're feral.
If it's in Jimmy James's car, yes.
Yeah.
Not my car.
Because you got the nice new one.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's come out and said, hey, a little while back a friend sensed my need for a coastal saltwater baptism. See, she lays it on so thick.
I love it.
Oh, just say she wanted to go for a swim or a surf. Suggested a morning surf down towards Torquay.
Oh, who wouldn't?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She said, it's the first time I've stood up on a surfboard in about 15 years.
Love it.
Then she bangs on a bit about how good Melbourne is as opposed to Sydney. We all get it. That's fine. She said, after a morning in the brine, skin seasoned with sea salt and soul refreshed.
I like it.
I'm trying really hard not to swear. We stop at, you ready for this?
Yeah.
The Freshwater Servo.
Oh, Freshwater Creek.
Yeah, for what I am promised is the best sausage roll in these parts. The claim isn't wrong. What looks like a regular country stop servo turns out to be a regular country stop servo, but with one difference. Those pastries in the pie warmer are made in-house with a heap of care and skill.
Oh, so it's not like the 420 in the bain-marie.
All good people, mate.
No, all great brands. Sorry.
Goodness. Flaky, buttery pastry encases a perfectly bouncy, well-seasoned sausage centre. That's actually my... before I met Carly and I was on Tinder, that was my flaky, buttery pastry encases a perfectly bouncy, well-seasoned sausage centre. Just add your own squeezy sauce packet. It's me. Good on him. No, it's that one across from the White House. It's the only servo in Freshwater Creek.
Yes.
Right next to the bakery that does apparently Australia's best sponge cake.
Yes.
The passion fruit sponge.
Well, HH, my mum, can attest to that because she got one delivered Mother's Day.
Wow.
By Kim. Better child than I.
Amazing. What's in the water in Freshwater Creek is what I want to know. Must just be
delicious,
very
buttery, bouncy.
It's very fresh. Also, calm down, Melissa. I mean, Jesus.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Just doing a bit of reflecting on the weekend.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, a year ago at this time.
Please tell me, were you sitting at a window?
Yes.
Thinking about this?
Yes, I was.
Right.
Looking out.
Yeah.
The frost was slowly cementing on the... I was just trying to do Melissa Leong chat. I can't do it.
You got to write it down.
I got to write it down. I'm not as, good with
She writes it down too, mate. Don't worry.
But basically, I was just reflecting and I was thinking, wow, you know, a year's gone by. And things have changed in the way that our household kind of runs during lockdown as well.
Sure.
Because I guess last lockdown, I just kind of moved in with Jimmy James, you know. And
that was a nice surprise for him, wasn't it?
It really was. Yeah. And he didn't really know what he was getting himself into. Bless. He's beautiful. And so last year at this time, I went on a bit of a cleaning spree because it's kind of like, well, there's nothing else really to do,
is there? I love the fact that the cleaning spree did involve cleaning, but also it involved you gradually moving his furniture out into the shed and bringing your furniture in its place.
I didn't.
Even though it's his house and now his shed where he had that one passion, the one thing that he loved to do, which is shape surfboards, now he can't do.
Because that shed
is full of his furniture.
It is for some reason not in his house anymore. You're such a liar. I moved in one fridge and then it turned out it broke on us. So anyway, whatever. So I was cleaning through the kitchen cupboard, and so that's got all the spices and the sauces and all the stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And it was quite cute because I thought, oh, this time last year I put everything out and I checked all the use by dates, and because he doesn't like to waste, right?
Sure.
So, you know, you might have a spice that says best before 2016.
Yeah.
Right? But to him it's like, no, well, you don't waste.
Spice is eternal. I've got
eternal.
That tattooed on my lower back.
Sugar is eternal. You've got that tattooed on your front. So it's like, okay, but I've grown up in a house of you respect the use by day.
Sure. Okay? I believe that 100%.
And Helen, HH, she chucks. That's a thing. If it's not in date, it's out in the bin.
Because then you go back to the shops and then...
You just might make a new friend.
Exactly. So much Damascus content on this show today.
Yeah, I know.
So basically, this time around, so last time I placed all the things out and I said, hey, hun, look, I've just noticed these items in particular are out of date. So, you know, did you want me to chuck them? Do you want me to keep them? Okay, oh, yeah, we'll chuck these ones. We'll keep those ones. Yep, no worries.
Yeah.
This time, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, just shut up. He's like, what are you doing? That's, I don't mind that tea. I'm like, this tea and these tea bags have been here since me and you first, you know, consummated our relationship.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm just like.
What, did you have a cup of tea afterwards? What the hell, man?
I'm trying to do the Melissa the Young thing. I'm trying to paint a picture.
Don't say consummated.
Sorry. Anyway. So I'm just like, these bags of teas went out of date in 2016. He's like, teas are eternal, obviously, right? Same sort of vibe as you.
How come you didn't throw them out last time?
Because I was on that whole, hi, look how cool
still
I am.
Still trying to make a good impression.
It's me and you during lockdown. And this time I'm like, you know what? You've had a bag. He's had a bag of jasmine rice.
Yeah.
You get in the plastic bag and then it comes in its own carry bag.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's in the bin, mate. This is all in the bin.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you need more cardamom pods, I'll buy them for you, all right? But I'm not going to have stuff in here that has been out of date since 2017. I will buy you more green tea.
Yeah, all right. He's lost control of the household. You are clearly running the show.
And my regime has delicious spices that are in date.
Jimmy James, if you want to come move in with me, you're more than welcome.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Loggie
on K-Rock.
I didn't get a chance to watch much footy on the weekend. How about those Bombers?
Oh my God, how about it?
Goodness me.
And over there too? I mean, come on.
I was busy entertaining a two-year-old and there are a lot of families in Geelong and around Victoria that are in the same position. Maybe they're looking at homeschooling this week. My heart goes out to you.
I know.
We can still do the childcare thing. So that's what we're doing this week.
Mm.
Not every day, but India will go to childcare this week and that'll kind of give her a bit of stimulation because she misses out on her dance classes and her swimming lessons and all that. So
never feel bad for sending your child to daycare. I mean, I don't have children, but send them.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate the support.
They have a great time.
For what it's worth.
I really appreciate
it. No, you're right. They do. It's good for their social.
Like, I remember being in kinder and just being like, this is the best thing ever.
Mm.
So it's fine, you know? Yeah.
Weird that you remember being in kinder. I don't.
I went for 2 years.
So, I mentioned already on the show, we spent a bit of time coming up with stuff that we could do that isn't stuff that we normally do to keep her entertained.
Mm.
So, you know, we went and bought the plastic shells from Bunnings and a couple of bags of sand, which, you know, we can debate whether I should have paid for all of it or not. That's another matter for another day. But, you know, she loved that, and so we did a few different things. And I've been meaning to wash the car for ages.
Oh, same.
Can I just say, I don't know how some people build houses. Like,
yeah.
Like, you've built this whole house. Our house is lovely, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're renting. It's a lovely place that we're renting, yeah. But we're on an axe block. So we're the house at the back of the block, yeah?
Yeah. Is that what they're called, axe blocks?
Yeah, because it's like the driveway is like the handle of the axe and then the house is like the head of the axe, yeah?
Yeah, learnt something new.
So we're like that. So you can only get down one side of our house and that's through the garage.
Yeah.
Right. So there's one outside tap that we have access to and it is in the back corner of the backyard of the side that you can't get down the side of the house, right? So, So if I want to wash the car with a hose, I have to have a hose that runs the length of our backyard, around the corner, through the door, the back door of the garage, through the garage, out to the driveway. Just put a tap in the driveway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, they should have one right near the front there.
I don't know. I mean.
Well, they probably assume you just throw it over the roof.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, throw the hose over the roof. Run it through the house. Run it through the back door and
come on, Tom.
Yeah.
It's your problem.
Got my building license in a bloody Kellogg's packet. And I'm building houses. Yeah. Anyway, so it's all bucket related is where this is going, right? So if we want to watch, say it's like, oh, it's a lot of effort. I'll do it next weekend. Yeah. Finally, it was like, all right, well, here's a way I can entertain the child. Mm-hmm. We'll get the buckets, she'll get a sponge and she'll stand there. She loves it. Super excited, super pumped. Oh, my God, yeah, I'm going to help Dad wash the car. Awesome, right? So the problem is we've got no tap out the front, so I have to keep going inside the house to fill up the buckets, yeah?
To, like, throw buckets of clean water on the car.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah. So we've got these buckets and I've got varying states of bucket, like old ones, new ones, and double ones, you know, that are, like, for mopping, you know, the two size.
Yeah.
It's, like, the size of two buckets.
Yeah.
And so that bucket that we've got is getting a bit old now.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm filling it up in the bath along with the other ones.
Mm.
And the other ones either don't have handles at all, so I'm carrying them like with my shoulders.
I'm scared when they have handles. I never trust a handle anyway.
Funny you should say that. But I've gotten the one with the handle that's the double bucket and I've filled it up in the bath. And as I'm walking, I have to walk through our living area, which is kitchen, lounge room.
Yeah.
And then straight into the garage. And the handle on one side snaps I've never flooded my house before. I've never had the sink or the bath overflow or even maybe a little bit of water come out of a washing machine. That's it.
No!
A full, I don't know, 30, 40 litre bucket of water in my lounge room, kitchen area.
Just everywhere.
It was like, I felt like Jesus walking on water. It was like, there was like an inch of water. I don't know how. I'm just standing there looking at all this water around me going, I don't even know where to start to get rid of this.
Oh, hun, I'm so sorry that happened.
We opened the garage door and then, like, shooed the water out the door into the garage.
But you've got carpet as well, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
In that living room area.
No, oh, we've got a rug, so we've got to hang the rug up and dry that.
Oh, man.
Yep. Just the tide was high at my house this
week. Never, ever trust a handle.
No,
ever.
No.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
So here's the situation. I want to improve myself in lockdown. And, you know, people were doing sourdough last year. People were making kombucha. People were learning languages.
Yes.
And I thought, I don't want to do any of that other gear.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could do it within a week anyway.
Mm.
But a language, I'm sure I could master fluently a language.
One phrase.
Okay, yeah, one phrase at least.
Yeah.
From your native tongue, Macedonian.
And you busted this out on me live on air on Friday. You're like, you're going to teach me Macedonian. And I'm like, I don't speak Macedonian.
And I was like, what?
I know the swear words. I can speak the swear words. But apart from that, I can't help you out.
All right, so we've got to bring in the big guns because I've still got to learn Macedonian and I've got a bit of a goal that I want to reach by the end of the week, by hopefully the end of lockdown, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think this is the man to help us.
Okay. It's my great dad, Con. Welcome to the show, Con.
Yes, how are you, Lauren?
Yes.
How are you, Tommy?
Hey, mate. Thanks for coming back on the show. It's been a little while, but, yeah, it's lovely to have you back. Are you across the situation?
Well, yeah, I kind of got the gist of it. you're going to do a crash course in learning a new language.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Can I, by the way, can I just say to you for yesterday?
Srekin Rodenden.
What the?
Srekin Rodenden.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Yes! Happy birthday!
I said to him, Dad, I'm like, just say, Ippy birthday.
Well, yeah, thank you very much, Tommy. you haven't been studying.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I have just this morning. But I'm really just going to put myself in your hands and, and get you to guide me, because here's what I want to do. I hear some wonderful stories about Loggy's Baba, your mother.
Mm.
I hear that she's quite the character, and I've not had a chance to meet her myself. So I thought if I was to learn the Macedonian language well enough this week, maybe Friday morning, we could get her on the show.
Yeah.
I could get her on the phone and just engage her in a little bit of conversation, a bit of banter, and introduce myself. What do you think of that for an idea? You know her. She's your mum.
Well, yeah, it'll be very interesting. I might even tune in myself.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, and you know, Dad, as well, there's a possibility that Bubba might just hang up on him if he doesn't get the language correct. Isn't that right?
Well, that's it. So we've got to make sure to teach him the right way
to
say everything, because she might think it's somebody, an imposter.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
She's very scam aware.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's 100% be a scam. But so what I need from you, Con, is to teach me the words that aren't the swears. Loggy's got the swears under control.
The swears.
And I will learn those eventually, because I want to know what she's saying to me and about me when the microphones are off. But
Yes.
Yeah. So do you think you can help me out with some stuff? Like, you don't have to help me right this second, because I know you're in transit and whatnot, and I've sprung this on you, but do you reckon you can help me with a bit of a strategy, a bit of something that I can say?
Well, yeah, I reckon we could teach you the basics in a few days.
Okay.
I think you'd have a bit of a chat.
Yeah. Maybe we should do, for every back and forth that you do with Bubba, you get an extra point or something.
So if I say something and then she replies, ding. Okay,
yeah. Hey, Dad, we might have to have you as translator just in case.
Have you on
the day. Yeah.
Yes, I'll be the judge.
Okay.
So, Con, here's what I need you to do. Get your phone out and just record some sentences like, you know, et cetera, et cetera, and then go, and then what it means in English. And then I'm going to put my earphones in when I go to bed tonight and listen to your dulcet tones, Macedonian-ing me to sleep.
Well, yes. Well, I'll do that, Tommy, and let's hope it comes through on the other side. Sometimes stuff can get lost in the translation.
Exactly.
That's definitely going to happen. All right, mate. Well, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
That's okay.
Bless you, Dad. Love you.
He does not sound convinced.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
We were talking about how much passion there was in that Bombers team song that I played at the top.
Mm. Yep.
There's that same amount of passion in there where you say vest.
Vest.
Because you've got the Xena sports vest.
We do.
For the women's sports. And
yes.
The protection. It's Xena with a Z. And you just really feel it.
You do. Just. He can be your pump-up guy.
I know. Every week, it's great letting people know exactly what we're, Don and I, are doing out there with our vest and
good on ya.
Breast and rib protection for all the young and player, any player really out there in any contact or collision-based sport. So, yeah, thank you, Tommy.
Check it out online.
Here we go.
Vest and Ferris. So do you want to start with, instead of the votes, let's start with the leaderboard pre this round.
Okay. Ooh, yep.
So we had in third Cam Guthrie on six
didn't
votes.
Play. Late withdrawal.
Second is Mitch Duncan
didn't
on
play.
Seven votes.
And
leading the Vest and Ferris for 2021, Joel Selwood on eight
votes. Wow.
Yes. Joel's having an unbelievable year. Mm. So good.
Yeah.
So good. That's why he's leading.
But will he be leading at the end of this round? Most likely, yes.
Most likely. He doesn't get a vote this week, Joel. Ooh. He was fourth best.
Okay.
Fourth best. Honourable mention. He just missed out.
It's like that time you tried to give the crowd a vote as well. Honourable mention.
I was trying to pump up the faithful down here.
Yeah, you did.
Give them some love.
That's right. All you got to do is smile at them, mate.
Because sometimes the footy's hard to watch, so,
Well, it was a slog of a game.
We're trying to build some excitement for them.
It was a slog
of a
game.
It was another slog of a game. But they did have three players that did stand up. And one vote goes to Zach Tui.
Okay.
Zach Tui had 27 disposals. 25 kicks. Love it.
Yeah,
he's getting the ball. He's going for. At least he's trying to get some movement for the Cats. I know probably 10 might have been chips around the back and, you know, back and forth a little bit.
Yeah.
But let's give him 15 good ones.
Great.
From that. So give Zach Tui one vote. He's having a very good year. Brandon Parfitt continues to improve in the midfield. So he gets two this week, and three votes goes to the big Tomahawk. Yes, 21 disposals for the big Tomahawk, which is great. Score involvement's through the roof. Kicked three himself.
Yep.
So he gets the three votes this week. So Tomahawk moves up to four votes throughout the year. Brandon Parfitt and Zach Tui tied with five.
Wow.
So they sit in fourth. Guthrie will come back after the bye. The Cats have got the bye. Duncan will come back after the bye as well. And Joel Selwood will continue on. He's leading the way at the moment.
Now, do we have an official prize yet for the Vest and Ferris?
Still working on that one, Loggy.
That's all right. I'll just keep reminding you
every week. Just keep reminding me.
Yeah.
Someone might be able to help me out, out there, you know, like a bedazzled vest.
The bedazzled vest. Let's not go with gold vest. It's got some sort of bad juju attached to it at the moment. The old...
Straight over my
head.
Me
too.
Collingwood Joffers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Jacket, yep, whatever.
Yeah.
We won't do that.
We'll work on something.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll work on something. We should get
What about a trophy of a vest?
Yeah, exactly. That would work.
If anybody knows how to make trophies out there, get in touch with us, Carol Geelong, on Instagram or Facebook. Thanks for your time this morning, Jono. We'll catch you next week.
Enjoy the week. Tom and Long. K-Rock.